And I'll go back to touching on the proposed progressive tax. And as bad or my feelings notwithstanding of what it will do to the individual tax rate, because I know the selling points, if you will, that it's just going to affect the high end. In theory, okay, but the research I've done in other states have enacted that, it has eventually gotten to everybody. And in fact, there have been, three states in the last 20 years that have went back from a progressive to a fair tax. So, but I digress a little bit. So I think it more so than the individual part is what it will do to business and corporate tax. I mean, it would take it so high that a big word that I have used, or not a big word, but a meaningful word that I have used, is incentive. So on the individual side, if you're close to one of these plateaus that your rate's going to go up, what incentive do you have to put out more production or whatever? So by the same token, on a business side, if you're an existing business, what incentive do you have to expand? Or if you're a new business, what incentive do you have to have a startup or from another state to move here? We've all heard stories of visiting or neighboring states, official business leaders, governors, whatever, coming here trying to court some of our business. And so I was asked this question in an interview. So if you don't believe in that, how do you see that other states do it? Well, to me, with the progressive tax, I said, well, you got to look at the whole package. I mean, you can't just limit it to the progressive tax. You've got to look at their property tax and their sales taxes and state local taxes. So you got to compare it all. And maybe copy some of them a little bit. But I think I just feel like and not to just keep going back to it until you stem this out-migration of people. But that, I still think that's the key. More taxpayers. The people I know, in my circle, if you will, we understand. We know that taxes are a way of life. And so we pay them. I mean, we all grumble about paying taxes. Nobody likes paying taxes. But we pay them because we know it's a way of life, but we would like to feel like they're being used efficiently and you're getting what you pay for, so to speak.